Welcome to Buddy Speak.
When I get in the club, people start looking at me. They wish my swag on the girls that are with me.
3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year!
What? What is that? I hear different voices in the background.
Who are these special voices in the background?
I don't know. Voices? Introduce yourselves. Voice number... First one.
Voice number green?
Go ahead, voice number green.
Well, me?
Yeah, sure.
I'm green. Okay, I'm Abby. I'm Ryan's girlfriend. We're real, by the way.
That's not true. Next voice. I'm just kidding.
All right, voice number purple.
I'm Taylor, Jan's girlfriend.
They don't exist.
They're a figment of our imagination.
They paid us to come here and pretend to be their girlfriends.
We decided that we would bring them on for this special Happy New Year's Eve episode.
I know, New Year's Eve.
Buddy Speak.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, all three of you out there.
That was fake laugh.
No, it's
listeners.
Only two of them because I was the third one.
Yeah. So Abby, I know.
So sometimes.
Okay,
I
then.
Think.
All right. Interrupt me. That's fine.
Sometimes when I'm looking at the microphone, I think of these as these little holes as our listeners.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, hi, listeners. I look at them very closely.
Where does this voice?
Does that allow you to connect
and
with
it's
your
still
audience?
Our, it's Michaela the horse girl, Peanut and Juju voice.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so apparently we got some stories wrong.
Yeah. Ooh.
According to Abby.
Please
so,
tell us about checking. These.
So what happened?
So I just want to go on the record. I broke up with you, Ryan, the first time that it happened.
Okay, that's great. That's great news.
All okay, right. next.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Well, whatever.
So tell us what we did wrong.
So no. Here's,
tell us what
here's
Channon
how
did
happened.
Wrong, because Channon's always wrong, and I'm right.
Are we kissing on the podcast?
No.
What?
Is that happening?
No. No.
Well, no one can see us, so it doesn't
happened?
Matter.
That's true. Heard the noise. So,
Excuse me, what?
Apparently
sorry,
when Ryan
Channon.
Wears a wife beater, he goes crazy.
Oh, yeah.
When boys tell him to lay down the law, he tells me that he needs, like, 8-paragraph goodnight texts. And
oh,
I know,
that's what
I
that was
not
about.
Roll
I
that way.
That.
No, yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah,
and like,
that was
yeah.
the thing, because Kylie sent
Kylie's
you, like,
yeah.
4 pages just to say goodnight.
Well, we're going to have to bleep it out.
Dang
it. Sorry.
Sorry, Kylie.
I hate you
so
much.
All right, Kylie, it's
okay.
All right, guys, pause. All right, so apparently,
I like that.
What we got wrong was we thought that he broke up with her by saying we need to lay down the law.
Yeah, that's not.
But what it
that
really was he was trying to say like what he wanted or something.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but
it was,
he
like,
ended up just being a total like jerk that whole night. And so I told him we'll talk on Monday, and that
and
was.
I was like, yeah, we will.
No, that's not what you did.
Yeah,
no,
we'll talk.
You were like crying. And texted me
that's
like 8
nope.
trillion times.
I'm just kidding.
Like, please talk to me. Please. And I was like, we'll talk on Monday. Really, I didn't want to break up. I was scared. I was just like, I'm cool. I have the upper hand here. Yeah. I'm going to use this. And then Monday after science class, I was like, you know, I think we should break up.
You know, I think.
What was I right about the second one? About the whole World Series thing?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had a Ranger shirt on when
you
it Ranger? Happened.
Yeah, because
yeah.
I was watching the World Series.
Yeah.
I was like, Ryan!
Okay, no, now I want Taylor to talk about something. I want Taylor to talk about the old Channon, when Channon was all cocky.
Oh, God.
And do you have a specific, like, thing that he did that was kind of annoying?
I don't know.
Speak up, sweetie!
Let's talk louder!
It's nice. I don't know a specific
it's okay.
thing.
No one's watching you.
I know.
You're
thank
just talking
you.
To
us? I don't know a specific thing. He was just a
I
jerk.
Can get 6 girls.
Yeah.
I can, like, date 6 girls at one time.
I'm really curious to know who those 6 girls were that you think.
Let's not
get.
Say their names!
Okay.
Or let's
their
say
names.
All of them.
Yeah, but well, it's okay. We just bleep them out, so.
Yeah, but he did know that I liked him and held hands with a certain female in class while he knew I liked her. I mean, him.
Wait, what?
Oh, I remember
yeah,
that.
Wait, who? In multimedia.
I was such
when
a
me and
in multimedia?
Yeah, that was a class.
Because I
was
getting texts from you the whole time.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Blah, blah, blah. I like him so much. He's being such a butt.
Yeah, and I did all of his work for him, and he never said thank you, ever.
Oh, that's another
story. I did
say
thank you,
actually. Well, maybe once or twice, but I always did your work, too.
I did say that.
No, you just always... That's very true,
you did do my work. Okay.
No, you just always mentioned that you were the quarterback every time something came up. I'm the quarterback.
I don't need this crap, I'm the quarterback.
Yeah, that was just your
catchphrase. That was a phase, we know this was a phase.
Yes.
Thank God it was a phase.
It was a long, long phase.
So I really like the Peanut and Juju voice.
Peanut and JoJo, not Peanut.
Peanut and JoJo.
Peanut and JoJo
Isn't Juju, isn't that some kind of gross candy?
I think
okay.
Juju.
I think that's
a spirit. Juju fruits? They're so nasty.
I think that's a spirit. Spirit of Juju?
What?
Juju?
Patar Fweefweet, no. It's not that.
That's my favorite episode. Patar Juju. We watched that just a little while ago.
We did? Oh, yeah. I guess we did.
My dad was talking about SpongeBob, and he was talking about, like whoever made it, he was like, you have to be demented to come up with some of the things that, like,
the makers the guy of SpongeBob. Who made SpongeBob.
Do you remember
has a demonic
in Anatomy
spirit?
When we had
like demented, not the not
oh
possessed.
Yeah, psychology. It was
yeah,
like
we had to tally how many aggressive behaviors there were in SpongeBob.
Yeah, my dad gets like fighting mad when SpongeBob comes on.
What?
Because he thinks it's so stupid.
He's like, I'm gonna gouge my eyes out.
Best show ever.
He thinks it's.
I hate it.
I love it so much.
So mad.
But he was talking about the. The chocolate episode. He's like they rolled in a spine with a head. He was like just the
okay.
The writers
no, I want to say something to the three of you guys.
There's me and four of us?
Or to the two of you guys. Now that you're here, the two of us, me and Chandon, like we were like you guys were like anti cheating in high school. Always, you guys would always be like you shouldn't cheat, and you'd always tell on people who would cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get them in trouble, and me and Chandon would be like,
"Should we talk about this?"
Yes. And me, stop covering it. And me and okay, we're good. And me and Chandon would be like, "Yeah, no cheating," and we would totally cheat behind your backs. Like,
yeah, I've heard.
We would. So there's this one time where we were all doing Spanish homework or something. And I was like, I'm not going to cheat on this. I'm going to do all my homework. I haven't done like seven. I didn't dupe 17 pages, but
hey,
I told.
Where have you been?
But I told Abby that I did them, and so yeah. So I went over to Taylor's house, and she wasn't home. And I grabbed her iPad, and copied 17 pages of the Spanish.
Did you ever cheat on any tests?
Yes.
Oh.
All the time.
I was Ryan, good. I was good about not cheating on tests.
You cheated on tests.
When? Ryan.
I remember that. You remember that one time when he was taking a test and like, and like the. Oh, now you're looking at me like I'm
I don't remember
idiot.
This. No.
Where, do you remember?
I
that?
Was good about not cheating on tests. What? Oh, what?
Man.
Ryan Derrick, I cannot believe that you cheated on tests. Ryan that Derrick. Makes me so disappointed in you.
You know how I cheated? It was a really good method.
Oh, no, man. Don't.
Please tell
say
us.
It.
Please tell us.
Okay, so for all you cheaters out there.
Oh.
So what I would do, because we had like Bible verse quizzes when we had to memorize a Bible verse.
You cheated in Bible?
I didn't memorize
oh
a verse.
God, Ryan,
you're a heathen.
Okay, listen, that doesn't mean I'm a heathen.
You're a heathen.
Anyway, here's how I would cheat, ready? I would write it down in Sharpie. That's the key, Sharpie.
Sharpie?
You have to write it in Sharpie. Sharpie because it bleeds through, you can, okay. So you write it down in a notebook and then you put a paper over it so you can kind of see it and then you put it on the ground and then you put a book over that. So when you're looking down, you put your foot on the book and slide the book down so you can see the thing, and then you slide back. You guys are really looking at me like...
Well, it's an interesting story. Continue.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Oh, no.
Remember when we cheated
Happy New Year.
In Spanish?
You cheated in Spanish?
No, Lane? Mr. Lane.
Oh, yeah.
And the
other were you in that?
Were
you
in translation? Get you in trouble because this is so
No, tell
ridiculous.
The story. Tell
we
the story.
We just lied okay. so much.
Well, okay, so here's what happened.
We just lied
it
so much.
It was just a whole big lie.
Okay, I'll tell a story. This is ridiculous.
Oh, we have
okay,
another story
so
about Mr. Lane.
We had a teacher the first semester. What happened to her? Like, she left after this. First
she
semester,
moved
or
like
moved or something.
Like North Carolina.
And
wait,
so,
was that
okay,
Mrs.
no, this is interesting.
No,
oh, I wasn't
story?
There.
Our substitute for that class was my doctor's husband.
That's great.
Who had an
okay.
affair?
I think that's interesting. Whatever. Anyway, so he made us do. he made us do these translations, and he was like, don't use Google or else I will know. But and
then, I was like, no. Oh, this is really funny.
But he wasn't actually a Spanish teacher. He didn't speak Spanish.
No, this is actually he couldn't actually help us.
No, this so we really would do funny. These translations in Google, and we would each take a chunk, and then Taylor would, like, type them out in different fonts.
Different fonts and different styles and different colors. But they'd be the same writing, which was the problem.
Yeah, he came up to us with all these mistakes circled.
He was like basically...
He didn't have that much time on their hands.
He was basically Sherlock Holmes. Like he had like circled every and red pen. And he'd be like, I know you cheated.
Yeah, he said that.
And he looked at us like with his red eyes and like baggy eyes because you know he was up all night doing that. Trying to catch
him. And we were like, we didn't cheat. We were helping each other.
We were just helping each other.
And then with the teacher, like a couple, I think it was like, it was.
No, it was the discipline. What was the guy's
name? Patterson.
Oh, Mr. Patterson. Yeah. He called us in and he was like, I understand that this was a ridiculous amount of work. And he was like, we're going to talk to him about not assigning such big assignments.
But he did ask me if I cheated, and I said no. Yeah, so that's true. I was like, no, I didn't cheat.
But those assignments were ridiculous. And there's no way nobody, like, you can do that on your own.
That was just a funny time because he pulled all of us out. Like, it was
good thing I was in French at that time.
Oh, my God. I remember when you took French, I was like, what are you doing?
It was just like all.
Rosetta Stone doesn't teach you?
I don't even remember who. It was like four or five of us.
Oh, yeah.
I think me, Casey. No, Casey was in French, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in French.
It was like me.
You and Casey were like the only ones in French. Yeah. And I felt like
it was me.
Well, because your mom wouldn't let you take it.
Yeah, I was like, Mom, I want to take French. And she's like, that's not a language we speak in America. I was like, what? Okay. Hey, guys, guess what?
What?
It's January 1.
No, not yet.
No, it's not. Okay, well, when this comes out, it will be...
Or 45 minutes.
When this comes out, it will be January 1.
It'll be Jan 1.
It'll be Jan 1.
Jan 1, 2016.
So, what we did, what we tried to do last time was, like, predict... what will happen, and who will be on top, and who, and what in 2016, who will be president, who's gonna have the hit singles,
Trump,
huh? No.
Yes, Trump.
No, not who you want, who you actually think.
Trump.
Yeah, I honestly think he will win, and that's terrifying.
Yeah, he's gonna win. It's like what our teacher said. He said, it doesn't even matter who the best politician is if you're the most popular.
Popular.
If
and
you're most popular,
is,
you're going to get the most
so
votes.
Scary.
Well, I guess so, but whatever.
I'd rather have him than Hillary Clinton,
I
so.
Would too.
It's okay.
Well, now we're going to get hate mail.
People at A&M are, people at A&M are crazy.
Now we're
going to
get
Trump
emails.
Yeah. They hate on both of them all the time.
Please send us emails.
Now we've lost followers and listeners.
It's okay. We're down to we're down to two.
We're down to one
and
two, a half.
You two guys.
Our follow meter is slowly declining.
It's okay. So, I'm speaking amiss and I don't even listen to it.
Who's excited for the new iPhone?
Oh, yeah, guys.
Oh, I have an Apple appointment tomorrow for hopefully a new phone.
Yeah, I got to go with you.
That's
Apple
interesting
appointment?
Stuff. Yeah, you make an appointment at the Genius Bar, and the guy who isn't really a genius, just good with computers, is like, how can I help you?
And he fixes it.
Do you need help on something?
What?
Do you need help?
Do you see my home
button? He would like to help you.
Ready?
Abby's
boop.
Home button is
boop.
Very messed up.
And my phone just does this thing where it spazzes out.
Wait, what do you
time.
Mean, boop?
Like, spin my home button around. It, like, yeah. It's actually really fun when you're, like, laying around.
That's, like, totally cool.
It's totally.
So, we're talking about iPhones, okay? So, there's probably, like, the iPhone 7 going to come out.
Why are you talking like that the whole
episode? I
don't
know. It's really fun.
Anyway.
Oh, let's talk about New Year's resolutions.
I have
zero. New Year to me!
Same.
Hey, guys. I'm still going to be drinking Dr. Pepper and probably going to get a kidney stone and die.
Oh, if you get a kidney stone...
I hope you get a kidney stone.
I hate you guys.
Because then maybe you won't drink
so
much.
Although the last time I said something like that, you got in a car accident. So I'm going to maybe stop saying stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe not. Because I'm probably going to get like a big hunk one in my urethra.
You're going to have to get like surgery.
My dad's gotten like two or three of those.
Yeah.
Haley.
He would like lay on the floor and be like, Jesus, just take me now. Like he wanted to die.
That sounds great.
My aunt has one this week.
Looking forward to that.
I've never
he wanted to die. Ooh, like, this is terrible.
Yeah, well, it was... I'm sure kidney stones are fun, but yeah, that's not one of my New Year's resolutions. One of my New Year's resolutions is to become more of a man. Thanks for interrupting me with your coughing.
I'm sorry.
Why do you need
sick?
To become more of a man?
I'm Ow. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. What is
so
your...
you're going to say a man of something. I don't know.
I do have one that I would like to start. But go I don't like it. Calling them resolutions because then I just feel bad when I can't keep it up.
Yeah, true.
I'd like to just work out for like 10 minutes every day. That's like good. Find a fun YouTube video to dance to or something.
Yeah.
I dance every day. You know, dancing is real fun.
Dancing is fun. It's a nice workout.
It is.
It gets your juices flowing.
Right?
And,
cardio.
Little sweat droplets coming down your face.
I hate sweating, but...
Not that bad.
I don't sweat until I... Or I don't
gloss,
work out until
gloss
I sweat.
Droplets?
Stop. Before.
Gloss? Looking gloss?
Girls gloss.
You looking glossy, girl. Anyway, so yeah, the new iPhone's coming out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. No.
No,
but,
I don't think there's one coming out.
But we were talking about, like... The iPhone 6S, it's, like, stupid, because, like...
It's called the iPhone 6S for a reason.
For shiny.
For shiny.
Is that iPhone the one that's, shiny? Like, the iPad mini size?
No.
Oh, have you seen... Oh, never mind.
The iPhone 6 Plus is that. The what iPhone 6S, it's like, you, like... It has, like, a pressure thing. You, like, press it more, and it does stuff. I don't know.
Oh, that... I don't like that. That would
and
be
then
crazy.
It just, like, moves the pictures when
yeah,
you
it's
touch
actually
them.
Kind of
oh,
cool.
That's confusing.
Yeah,
I really don't like technology, and I don't think it's necessary.
You don't think technology is necessary?
I mean, I think basic technology is, but I don't
Abby's
know.
Abby's like, I want a telephone.
I would be great with just a home phone and a computer, and
but what
that's
if,
it.
But what if someone's like in a wreck, and you don't know where to find them?
Like well, me?
You need a GPS.
I mean, just like, a basic iPhone is great. Like, I don't know why we have to keep, like... doing more and more, like, it's perfect. Just leave it. What?
You're like, just a basic home phone? Just a basic iPhone?
You can put it, like, okay, like, before all of these technologies were, like, rolled into one thing, it was kind of nice. Like, having a GPS in your car that talked to you and stuff, and then, like,
it also costs money.
That's true. I don't know. It's just so hard to work and keep up
more
with.
More people died.
I have to update
because
my
they couldn't
stuff.
Find their loved ones.
Oh, God.
When they're suffering in a car accident.
Well.
Oh, please help me.
Okay, stop.
There wasn't a life alert button that they could press on their chest.
I don't know. I just like. I feel like I have to update
really
stuff
funny.
Every other day, and
I wanted to laugh at that really harder.
Well,
and I took my computer in over the summer, and they said something about the iCloud.
Oh, tell the story about how you got hacked.
Oh,
you got hacked.
Actually, can I tell the story?
Yeah.
Please tell the story.
So,
oh my God, it was the first
Abby.
Week of college. The first week of college.
I'm gonna tell this. This is
did you get hacked by a student?
No,
listen.
By
here's what,
some Indian
here's what
guy.
Did. So this pop-up pops
hey,
on
baby.
Her screen. This pop-up pops on Abby's screen saying. Update your computer.
Okay. No, that's not what it says. It says, your computer is being infected by malware right now. Call this number to get rid of
you
it.
You are my malware.
Yeah.
That's like Norton Security.
I didn't know.
And then Abby called the number. And Abby's like, oh gosh, this is serious. And she called the number. And no one, like, did you say, like, hello?
This guy's like, hello. He was like an Indian guy.
Hello. Hello.
And he was like, he kept telling me, he was like, God, I was so stupid. He was like, your computer is in trouble. He's like,
your computer is in trouble. What is your social security number?
No.
Give me your credit card number.
He got into my computer and was like controlling my computer from his computer. And then he was like telling me that I needed
to pay.
You're like,
are you fixing it?
I thought he was, okay? I'm very naive. And he was like, you need to pay $300 to get this off your computer. And it's like, but I have an Apple computer. Like, normally it comes with everything. It's like, this is, and all of a sudden it just started feeling fishy. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to hang up and call my mom. And he was like, no, don't hang up and call your mom. Like,
we're trying to get your information from you and steal it.
So I hung up and called
my mom.
Trying
to get all your money.
And as soon as my mom asked me, like, what was going on, and I was like, so this thing popped up, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, okay, well... When you called the number, was it like an Apple operator and then like it put you through to another number?
No,
and
it was
like,
just, hello!
And she goes, she said, shut it down, it's a scam, shut it down. And I was like,
oh,
what do I
shut
do?
It down.
She was like, turn off your Wi-Fi. Oh my God, it was a mess.
What
I
happened?
I had to pay like $150.
Did it like turn blue or something?
Wait, you actually paid money?
No, I took it to the Apple store because the person who was on my computer like downloaded software because they were trying to get in and, like, get my bank records and stuff. So I took it to the Apple store, and the Apple store, like, cleaned it off for me, but I had to pay so much money. And it was, like, my first week of college, so I was already, like, stressed out and tired and scared and lonely.
Wait, what'd you download in the first place?
Wait, yeah, what did you download?
Because you had to download something to have those.
Yeah, so I Googled, pretty autumn wallpapers. Because I just wanted my desktop wallpaper to be some pretty trees for the autumn season.
Autumn season.
And he got me real good.
Wait, so you like downloaded an app that gave you free autumn wallpapers?
No, I Googled autumn wallpapers for desktop and I clicked on a photo and said like save as.
Oh, okay.
And that's when it popped up. But the people like the hackers target those websites, so then when people click on them, the message
I am on the Adam Wallpaper website! Please come! I have this girl in my clutches!
In your clutches?
In my clutches. It's another word for clutches, hands, babe. Another word for hands.
I know.
Hands, babe.
It was super embarrassing and expensive and sad. So that's how I started off my college experience.
That was good.
It was your like... Oh, yeah, that was... That
was a Trojan horse?
What?
What?
Ah, yeah, y'all didn't take code.
What is code?
Oh my!
What
is Shannon, business class?
Shannon,
oh my!
You can't make jokes that we don't know.
I'm sorry.
You had to learn code or something.
Some of you listeners don't understand.
God, please stop that.
Was it
that.
Called MATLAB?
What?
Oh, nothing.
Did you say MATLAB?
MATLAB.
That's I think
what
she
the
said
business
MATLAB.
Students have to do at A&M. They like code stuff. Business and engineering.
No, we had a. We had a teacher who taught us through a book.
Oh, okay. Your
book?
Her name is Juju.
Sound like that, it sounds like that girl from Cinderella Story. The book?
The book. Oh,
Me and Taylor love that movie.
The one with Hilary Duff in
it? Yeah, the one with Hilary Duff. Oh,
how are you doing today?
Okay. Is it the mom? It looks like the human version of Miss Piggy.
She's my favorite character.
How are you doing today?
She looks
I got my Botox done today again.
No, she looks like the human version of Miss Piggy.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, she does. That's right.
Yeah. Did you hear me right?
Yeah, I did. I did hear you. And I acknowledged
you. You did not acknowledge me.
I did.
You just kept on
making your joke.
Well, guys, I know you're sitting back with your beer and listening to us with your...
Nope. With pretty sure that the people that listen to this are not old enough to drink beer.
Well... I feel like our...
I feel like there's like a 48-year-old watching.
Oh, God.
Janet always jumps to the end.
Yeah.
He's always like,
what time are we at?
Just like, dude, shut up. I will tell you when we're done.
I think your dog is done with you playing with her. She's like
Ella,
really
come
upset.
Here. Oh, my God. You don't just throw the
puppy.
One time I threw my dog inside
Feels
the pool.
Smooth.
One time I threw my dog deliberately in the pool. On purpose in front of people to make them laugh.
Right, I'm pretty sure it was just
one
me.
Time in a family gathering.
Your people.
Right, you were like,
what, babe? What you want? What happened?
One time in a family gathering, my
So
dog.
What I was saying, I'm kidding.
Don't know if I should tell it now. Don't know
no,
if
no, you should go.
Yeah,
we do that all the time. It's really funny.
I know.
We're probably
going to
do it three
too.
More times. Honestly.
Probably. Continue.
Continue, go,
I'm
babe.
I'm scared to.
It's okay, go. Tell your story.
One time, at a family gathering, my dog fell in the pool. And I made a complete imbecile of myself and just, like, stripped off my
pool.
Shoes and jumped in the pool and started yelling at everyone.
That
was like,
dog is not a baby. That dog
was kind of was, though, because
dogs
she had a
swim,
tumor.
Though.
And then you realize the dog was already out of the pool and you're
she
in
had a
pool.
Tumor, so she was real sick.
Oh, that's okay. That's
yeah,
that's
so
understandable.
Rest in peace.
One time Reed fell in the pool because someone pushed him in when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, Reed! And like, and, like
sure.
jumped in after him. And like with her clothes and her phone. And I'm like, Mom, just
Mom,
let him drown for a little bit so he doesn't do that again.
Mom, you took him to swimming lessons for a reason. He's like sitting there like, what
How
are you
old
doing?
I'm paddling, dude.
Mom.
He was like a young boy. Me and Taylor had
Wait,
swimming
what pool?
Lessons at the
My
same
aunt,
place.
My aunt yeah, literally threw really me fun. In the pool and was like, swim. And I did. And it was
we
great.
Had like the greatest swimming lessons
She
ever.
Was like,
I
she was like, she had, she always had that sun hat and she'd always like float
Who?
You know that she always
would sing ABCs on our bus.
Oh, y'all had like a legitimate teacher and stuff?
Yeah.
No, literally my aunt threw me and Haley in the pool and was like, hey, learn how to swim. And we did.
No, we had a teacher.
It's actually kind of weird because the parents would watch us like it was a show.
Yeah.
I sound really redneck right now, but seriously, I'm not.
Wait, did y'all like go to Elmer's or something? What's it called?
No, we like, I guess they like knew a lady or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did go to Elmer's a couple times, but I think they just knew a friend who did it.
Blue? Stupid. What?
What?
No, Elmer's Swim School.
They have a whole school just for swimming for children?
Yeah.
I have a tip. What? I have a tip to give you guys for swimming, and this involves a story. One time I was with a friend at a water park, and I didn't have a swimsuit. Mm-hmm. All I had was, like, Nike shorts, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wear Nike shorts. No big deal. No underwear underneath. That's fine. When you get out of the pool, everything...
It sucks.
Everything will suck in.
To your body.
Exposing things. Always wear a swimsuit with an your yeah. So always wear a swimsuit with your swimming.
At the water park?
With your swimming?
I went to a water park and my swimsuit fell off.
I meant to use the word when.
Now it's super embarrassing.
Oh yeah.
Were you there?
You like hit your head and then your swimsuit almost came off.
No, it did come off.
Yeah, but I didn't see that.
Were you there?
Yeah, I was
there. Were we dating?
I was there and you were like
it was really was there too.
Oh yeah,
and that's when they were.
I
like,
heard about that because I didn't
liked
go.
Each other. For
Man,
like,
we're saying names. That's just great.
No, we've talked about.
I think
yeah,
so.
That's fine.
Does he listen?
Yeah.
Hi.
He built an arm for a human.
God, that's so cool.
We mention that every time.
Yeah, we do.
I am. Oh, remember when me and were co-class presidents?
Oh yeah.
We hated each other.
Yeah, you hated each other just because of
God,
that.
God, just because of
just
that.
Just because of that. And you won it like the first 2 years before that. Because
I was like, I won a class president in my intermediate school, so I'm pretty much a huge deal.
I know what I'm doing here.
Oh.
Wasn't dang it.
Remember was.
All right.
What?
Sorry.
This whole thing's going to be a big bleep. This whole thing. Anyway, yeah. This whole thing's going to be a big bleep.
Sorry, I do not hate you, nor did I ever hate you. I was fiercely competitive.
It's fine.
I've grown out of that.
Maybe that's
okay. He was going through my Instagram and reading my old captions, and that's the most embarrassing
that's
thing
what we should do right now.
You could ever
yeah.
do.
Okay,
to
I'm going to go to Chandon's.
Yeah, good luck.
He
I'm
going
like
to go to
three
Ryan's.
Pose.
No, right, don't right. go to mine. Please
right.
don't go to mine.
Right. Okay, I won't.
I'll go to Abby's.
Right, you go to mine. This
I'll go to... Whose do I go to?
This is how much you'll scroll.
Oh, I'll go to somebody else.
You go to mine, because there's...
I'll go to Taylor's. Taylor, yours is super...
This is my family right here. Thank you who came to be there for me after the game. 4-0!
I remember, Taylor, voice. You made me get an Instagram.
Where's my phone?
Yeah, we're sitting at McDonald's when we used to go every day, which was so great.
Oh, right,
and I was like,
right.
Oh,
great
my
seeing
God.
This guy play ball
like,
again.
Oh, and
you
like,
work, brother!
To my caption.
You put that voice in it. It's terrible.
It's funny. Here's one.
Congratulations on finally getting Letterman. Love you. Hashtag San Antonio. Hashtag you last year.
Oh,
here we go.
So
here we go. Here we go.
Oh,
the habanero challenge. Yeah, we tried it.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Hashtag the last of the buddies. Hashtag final buddy video.
That's
kind of
sad.
Hashtag hey buddy the movie. Hashtag it's happening.
Okay, I have a good one. This is a Taylor and Chandon from 151 weeks ago. It says, our awkwardly cute hugs. Heart. He's tall. Heart. Hashtag love. Hashtag cute. Hashtag best friend. Hashtag sweet. Hashtag boy. Hashtag he's mine.
Hashtag boy.
Hashtag boyfriend. Hashtag precious. Hashtag perfect. Hashtag.
I'm
this goes on
you,
for a while.
The
worst.
Hashtag everybody like this.
No, I've got this. I got this. I've got an idea. Hashtag light. Hashtag bulb. Hashtag sun. Hashtag ugly. Hashtag chin fat. Hashtag Gavin teeth. Hashtag uneven hair. Hashtag brown. Hashtag gross beard. Hashtag earlobe. Hashtag darkness. Hashtag dumb. Hashtag smile.
I did that.
Okay, we have to
funny.
Explain. That's kind of an inside joke with me and Ryan, was making hashtags of very random words on pictures of us.
Here,
here's
one.
A picture of us on my birthday, and it's the hashtags are super
You cannot give me crap for saying yo anymore.
What? Yo anymore.
Hey, yo. Got a new song I just wrote on Facebook.
Oh,
check it out.
That.
Hashtag fly. Hashtag guitar. Hashtag whoop whoop.
Oh, my God. Whoop whoop. Okay, here's a good one.
Hashtag whoop whoop.
Taylor, you posted
Read
a picture
this.
That says, oh,
me, no, don't
love You cannot give me crap for saying yo anymore.
Oh,
he said,
yeah,
hey, yo.
Here's a tweet by Chandon on 7/11/14.
LeBron's coming home! Hashtag LeBron to Clev!
Oh my gosh.
So funny. Ryan, remember when we were on the trampoline a long time ago and I made you learn a front flip and you sprained your ankle because I told you
to keep going? And then I blamed you and I did that on purpose to make you feel bad?
Yes, yeah. And you crutched around at church and everyone was like, oh my gosh, is he okay?
Yeah, and you were like, I feel so bad!
I cried.
Yeah, but you... Okay, well, there. I forgot to tell this, but... You didn't want to... Taylor... I would often want to spend the night at Taylor's house, but, like, because she's my cousin. But, like, and, like, as I... Yeah, I love like, spending time with them and stuff. But, like, one time she was over here, over at my house, and I wanted her to spend the night because we were, like, 7 or 8, and we were, like, so happy. And, yeah, anyway. Anyway, but... Taylor was like, she was like, Ryan, I might go home. And I was like, Taylor, don't go home. And she's like, I'm just kind of scared here by myself because your mom's gone. And I was like, is there anything I can do for you? Is there anything I can get you? And she was like, I don't know, maybe a hot dog. And I was like, I can get you a hot dog. And you were like, with mustard? And I'm like, yeah, I'll get you mustard. And you're like, I'll think about staying.
Oh my god.
And I was like, what do you want to watch? And you're like, I don't know. It was so, it was literally like that.
I hated, I never spent the night at people's house.
No.
I loved sleepovers.
So old before I
used to. See, I've always loved going away and sleeping somewhere else.
That's why.
I always used to sleep over my cousins too. I remember one time in third grade, I got invited to a sleepover. And I could not sleep, and everybody else was asleep. So I was playing with the glow sticks in the bathroom, and, like, 3 of them broke. And I got glow stick mess everywhere.
That reminds me of a story.
Oh, I thought you were laughing at my story.
No, I wasn't. I'm just kidding.
I was, babe.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
That was.
Anyway, I got it all over the everything, and I went back into the main room and tried to go to sleep. And I heard a couple minutes later her mom walk in and go, what in tarnation?
You're like
everywhere. Oh, I felt. Well, I didn't feel that bad. It was really funny.
You were a troublemaking kid.
Oh, so bad.
I have nothing to say. All right, here's another one. All right.
Speak up, please.
This one says Arkansas. Yeah, we're going there.
Oh my god.
And then
I guess stuff like that.
And there was a comment under it by
saying, thanks for saying my full name.
Saying TBH. Well, we don't talk that much, but you seem cool and funny.
Oh,
there's one over there.
I am cool and funny, huh?
Yeah.
Better step back,
Michaela. At Chan and Brett, at R underscore Derek.
That's a long time ago.
Thank you for being our guest. Voice number green and voice number purple.
Oh, man. Y'all have said our names on this show so many times.
Yeah, voice number green and voice number purple. It's great to have you. Be sure to email us at AskBuddySpeak if you have any questions, because we've gotten 0 questions. I know you guys are scared, all 2 of you. At least,
Follow me on Twitter.
Follow Chan at Twitter at Chan and Bryce, and follow me
on
Twitter.
No, at Chan and Wright 12.
Oh, sorry. Follow me on Twitter at Ryan Derek 1.
Oh, follow me too. I don't know.
Abby Oxley 12.
Actually, don't follow any of us.
I don't know.
Don't follow any of us. You don't want to. I post about Buddy Speak sometimes. So yeah.
And I retweet about Buddy Speak sometimes.
Yeah, and you also
Okay, well, it's about time to ring in the new year.
By this time, the new year will be upon us.
Yeah.
So,
matter of fact, 14 minutes, actually.
Also, you may have noticed that the beginning of this episode started a little bit differently. That's because now, every episode we do, we're going to have a new music at the beginning and end of our podcast.
It's going to be really great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really great. So, I hope you enjoy this Indian rap to send us out. And we'll see you next week.
See y'all next week, guys.
Are we the ones to do the Indian rap?